Begin the current daf in Sechtes Baba Kama, daf Samaches. Begin 5 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf. That is, the Gemara had quoted the halacha of our Mishnah that said that Ein ha-goynev achar gan mishalem tashlumi kefil. If someone, a thief, steals from another thief who stole from the original owner, the second guy doesn't pay the penalty of kefil. So that Rav qualified that halacha that was only said if when the second ganav stole from the first ganav before the original owner was miyayish. But if the original owner was already miyayish, already gave up hope from getting it back when it was still in the first thief's hands, and then a second thief steals from him, then the second thief will be chayav kefil because now already the first ganav was koined, because Rav holds yish gredib, just yish itself is a kinyan, hence it's his. Now when the second ganav steals from him, it's considered begunav beisa ish, because now he's the owner of that object. So both the first ganav and the second ganav in that case would have to pay kefil. And that Rav Sheish has asked the question to disagree and saying that no, yish itself would not be a kinyan. So now the Gemara continues trying to bring a proof, Tashemal is being a raya in the following brisa, again, not like Rav, that seemingly Yish itself would not be a valid kinyan. As the brisa says, the pasuk says, regarding the penalty of Dalat Vehei, paying 4 or 5 times the amount when someone steals something, which is Utvachay Oymachare, if he slaughters or sells the ox or the sheep, then he's going to pay 4 or 5 times that amount. Says the brisa, we make a comparison in halacha of slaughtering to selling. That is matzvich hashein nechazer, just like slaughtering, it doesn't come back, it's forever changed but through the slaughter. Af mechir hashein nechazer, so too a sale is when it doesn't come back. Now the assumption of the Gemara is that what the Brice is saying is that the liability for mechira will only be when it's a full-fledged sale, and that is that the consumer who's buying it from the ganav has fully acquired it, and it's not going back to the original owner, just like when it's slaughtered, the original animal is not going back to the owner. That's when you accomplish that, that's when the ganav is going to have to pay dalat vehei 4 or 5 times that amount. So says the Gemara, Emas. So when is this talking about? Ilem lifnei yish, if it's talking about where the ganav sold it to this consumer before the original owner gave up hope, amai in the chazeres, then why would that be considered that it's not going to go back as if it was a full-fledged sale, like a full-fledged slaughtering, it's not going back to the original owner? What do you mean? Shinu Rishus, a change of domain, meaning from the ganav to a lekeach, a consumer, without yish, without the original only giving up hope, is not a kinyan. So it's like nothing was done, so why would that be considered like slaughtering as if it's not going back? Of course it's going back. Ella rather says the Gemara, must be la'achar yish, must be that the ganav sold it to the lekeach only after the original owner gave up hope, where by the time it gets to the hand of the lekeach, there's 2 elements that happen. You already have yish, and you have the change of domain, which is called Shinu Rishus, that creates a kinyan. Now, however, on that ask the Gemara and Rav, so it must be, as the Gemara is explaining from the Braisa, that to officiate a mechira that's liable for Dalat Vehei, you must have had beforehand the Yish and the Shinu Rishus. Now, but if you entertain like Rav, that the Ganav acquires the Geneva with just Yish, then why, when he sells it afterwards, is he liable for 4 or 5 times that amount? He's selling or slaughtering his own thing because he himself acquired it. Just like Rav said, the second ganav is going to be chayav kefil to the first ganav because it's vaguna mebeisheish. He acquired it when the first original owner was meyayish. So we just described that the only way to have tevich mechira is when the original owner was meyayish and then he sold it to the consumer, this ganav. So then that's considered a hanu ma'isav, it's in the chezeres. But the problem is, if he already had yish and then he sells it, he shouldn't be liable for the mechira because he's selling his own thing. Liability of tevich mechira is only when he's selling the guy who he stole it from his thing or slaughtering that. But you just described you have to have yish, but according to Rav that you have yish, he was already kind it. So why is he chayv on the mechira? So the Gemara says, K'damar Rav Nachman, because it's like the way Rav Nachman said later on in the sugya, that prat l'shehikna l'shleishim yayim, and we'll see the context of what Rav Nachman says over there, that it's coming to exclude when he's selling it to him just for a period of 30 days, hachinam, you could say the same type of an answer, prat l'shehikna l'shleishim yayim. What it is excluding, what the price is coming to exclude, is when he acquired it to the seller, to the consumer, for the lekeach, for a period of 30 days. So in other words, truth is, we're actually talking about, which is obviously going to be necessary, that it's before the yish of the original owners. And that's how he's going to be chayav tevich mechira, because he's not selling or slaughtering his own thing. The original owner still owns it. He didn't give up hope. Now, so then what does the Braisa mean when it said, wait a second, it has to be a Mechira She'en Chezeres, where seemingly we thought, okay, in the Chezeres means to say that it's accomplished, it's what's called a Hanu Maisav, which that's only going to be considered a full-fledged sale to the consumer if you had Yish and Shin Rishus, but that would run into the problem, and we're saying that, no, there was no Yish. No, that's not coming to exclude a Hanu Maisav. Because the reason is that even if the Ganav doesn't accomplish anything with his sale to the consumer, because, of course, it's going to have to go back to the original owner, still the Torah was mechayiv him because he repeated his sin. That's the reason for the liability. So you are going to be chayiv in such a case. So what is then the Braisa coming to exclude when it's saying you have to have a mechira like tficha, which is in the chazeres? It's coming to exclude a case where the Ganav only sold it to the consumer just to work with it for 30 days, which that's basically like just renting it. That's not Eina Chezeres. That's not even a sale in the first place. So it doesn't mean that you have to accomplish with the sale. You're right. The sale is not being accomplished. That's not a Hanu Maisav because since there's no Yish from the original owner, of course it's going to go back to him. He never gave up hope. But at least the liability would be when you attempted to make a sale. But it has to be like Tvicha, which is Eina Chezeres, that it has to be something that was a full-fledged sale. But if he was only selling it to him for 30 days, that's essentially like renting. That's not a sale. That's not considered a mechira. And that's the case being excluded by the Braisa. For that, you wouldn't be liable for the payments of Dal Tehei. So if it's not a difficult end rab, it's nothing to do with regarding that it's after Yish, and still you see that he's not kind it. No, it's Toma before Yish, and that's why it's not Shalehu Tever, Shalehu Mecha. So the Gemara continues asking, Meisve, asked to Rav from the following Braisa. The Braisa says the following three halachas, which is the Resha, the Mitziah, and the Seifa. Ganav uvarcha v'gunavai. Somebody steals from somebody, and then another guy comes and steals from him. So halacha is, harishin v'sham tashlumi keva. The first guy, when he's caught with the geneva, he has to pay the penalty of double, which is like in the ganav. V'hasheni, eini misham el keren bilvad. Whereas the second guy, who stole from the first guy, who stole from the original owner, he only has to pay back the principal to the first ganav. The reason being is because it says in the Torah, v'gunav mibesa ish, the liability of kefil is only when you steal from the house of the owner. Here he didn't steal from the owner, he stole from the ganav, and therefore he's exempt from kefil, but of course he has to give back the principal to the first ganav, because the first ganav is already paying kefil to the original owner. Next case is ganav u'machar. If the ganav goes and then sells it, so the consumer has acquired it, together with the shina rishus that it changed domain from the ganav to the consumer. Now, uvo achor v'gunavai. Now, another thief comes and steals it from that purchaser who bought it from the first ganav. So, halacha is, harishon misham tashlum abav v'chamisha. The first guy is liable for the penalty of 4 or 5 times that amount because not only did he steal, but he also did a mechira. V'hasheni misham tashlum kefil. And the second guy pays kefil to the lekeach, to the consumer, because the lekeach acquired it with the shini rishus. So it was his already. Now when someone steals from him, a second ganav, he has to pay kefil to that lekech. Third case. Ganav utavach uboacha b'ganavai. If there's a ganav, he steals, then he slaughters it, and then another guy comes and steals the slaughtered animal. So halacha is a reach of Hashem to shlomi davahei. The first guy has to pay 4 or 5 times the amount because not only did he steal, but he also slaughtered it. V'asheini eini misham tashlumi kefil el keren bavad. But the second guy will not be paying double. He's only going to be paying for the principal, which the Gemara later is going to ask, why doesn't he pay kefil? The first ganav most definitely acquired it already, and it should be considered begunav mibesa ish through what's called shina maisa. There's no greater changing in the object than slaughtering it, where it was a live animal, now it's just a piece of meat. So the Gemara will address that question. But one thing the Gemara wants from this braisa to ask on Rav is ketani miyam mitziyasa. One thing we learn is from the middle of the three cases, the case was ganav u'machar u'bo'acha v'ganavai. If there's a ganav who steals something, sells it to someone else, and then someone else comes and steals from that consumer. So we have so far four people: the original owner, the first ganav, the consumer, and the second ganav stealing from that consumer. So the price is said that halacha is arishim mishalom tashlumi dal behei. The first guy has to pay 4 or 5 times the amount, depending if it's a sheep or an ox. Again, because he did geneva and mechira. V'sheini misham tashlumi kefil. The second guy, second ganav who stole from the lekech, has to pay kefil to the lekech. Now, that the Gemara develops the question. Imas, when was it, at what point, and what stage was it that the first ganav sold it to the lekech? Ilay Malifna Ish, if you can entertain to say that it was before the original owner gave up hope, well then Shani, Amay Misham Tashlumi Kefal, then why does the second Ganav pay Kefal to the Likeach? But I understand. Shini Rishus, it's a case of a change of domain from the Ganav to the Likeach, but Lo Yish, without the original owner giving up hope. Mikal Man Dom the Kani, is there anyone that says that there's a Kenyan? There's no Kenyan like that. Because you have to have the original owner to give up hope. Then Shinui of Rishus could go ahead and do something. But without that, without Yish, Shinui Rishus is not activating anything. So why would it be, if the Lekeach was never kainid, would then the second Ganav be chayv, kefal from stealing from him, it's not begunim Mabesa Ish. The Mabesa Ish is still the original owner, didn't give up hope. So says the Gemara, Elepshita Lachi Yish. Rather, it's obvious, it must be talking about that the first Ganav sold it to the Lekeach only after the original owner gave up hope. With there's two things by the time it gets to the hand of the consumer. There's the Yish, and there's the Shinui Rishus. So okay, that's why he's cutting it. And that's why the second Ganav can be chayv kefal from stealing it from him. Now that the Gemara asked on Rav, but Visal Gadai Tech Yish Kain. Again, we just seemingly proved that the case has to be told about that it was Yish before the Shinui Rishus. But Visal Gadai Tech Yish Kain. But if you entertain to say like Rav, that Yish itself is a Kenyan, but now the other element of that halacha is difficult. Why does the first Ganav pay for 4 or 5 times the amount because after he stole it, and that we say there was Yish, he went and sold it to someone else, to that consumer, but the day who dissolved, he was selling his own thing because he was already kainit with the Yish. So why is he chayv davahay on the Mechira? Now Rashi points out, and if you're going to ask that the Gemara could just answer, that the years of the owner was only after the Ganav sold it to the consumer, where therefore the Kaina is going to be, the Lekech is going to be Kaina, because he has the Shinui Rishus, and then the Yish happens after that. Whereas in the hand of the Ganav, there was no Yish for him to acquire it, because the owner was only Miyash after the Lekech already had it. And that says Rashi that yes, later on that's actually going to be the Gemara's answer. But for now, that's question number one. From the middle of the three cases, on Rav, seemingly we're talking about a halacha that there is Yish, and then Shinui Rishus, and that's why the second Ganav is going to be Chayav Kefal. But if that's the case, then why is the first Ganav Chayav Dal Vehei, if he was already kainit and it's his own, when he sold it through the Yish of the original owner? The Su, moreover, the Ktani Reisha. Now it's difficult, the halacha, the Reisha, the first halacha. The case was Ganav Uva'archa B'Ganavi. If there's a thief, and the second guy steals from that first thief, so it's Risha Misham Tashlumi Kefal. The first guy has to pay Kefal. Vashen in Misham Ol Karen. The second guy only pays Karen. So ask the Gemara, Mechti, let's see. La'acha Yirish Kaiminon. We just explained, which is obvious from the middle of the three cases, that we're talking about where the first Ganav, when he has it in his possession, is already after Yirish. And that's why we said that so after that Yirish, he goes and sells it to the second guy. That's why the next Ganav is going to be chayv kefal from him because there is Yish and Shinui Rishus. So the Reisha seemingly is also talking about that when the first Ganav had it, it was already after Yish. Now the Isa gadai tech Yish kaina. Now if you're going to say like Rav that Yish is kaina, so Shein Yemai Ein Mishalim Eli Karen. So why is it that the second guy only pays the principal? He should be chayv kefal to the first Ganav because the first Ganav already acquired it with the Yish of the original owner. So why is it only chayv the second Ganav Karen? He should be chayv kefal to. So says the Gemara, Elalav Shemamino Yish Loikani. So obviously you could infer from this price, or from the Reisha and the Mitziyasa, that Yish itself is not Kaina Vikash L'Rav, and therefore we have a difficulty to Rav, because if it was Kaina, then both the Reisha and the Seif would be difficult. The Reisha, then if Yish is Kaina, then why is the second Ganav not Chayiv Kefa when he steals from the first Ganav? And then from Mitziyasa, if Yish was Kaina, so then why is it that the first Ganav is going to be Chayiv for Dald Vehei, if Shalahu Meicher, he's selling his own thing. Must be Yish is not Kaina, and it's only with Yish and Shinui Rishus that the second guy gets it to make the second Ganav being Chayim and Kefal. So that Amar Rava says to answer for Rav, V'tizbir ohometat zarsahi, he says, what do you think that really that this, the girsa we have in this price is correct, and that's why you're asking on Rav from it? He says, but el diktani sefer, then look, let's look at the third halacha of the price. The Brisa says, Ganav v'tavach, if the first Ganav stole and then slaughtered it, uva'acha b'ganave, then another thief comes and steals the slaughtered meat from the first Ganav, the halacha is, Risha misham tashlum abav v'chamisha, the first guy has to pay 4 or 5 times the amount, v'sheini ein misham elik karen, and the second guy only pays the principal. Says Rava, Umikalaman the Amar Shina Maisa Loi Kani. Is it anybody that says that a change of action in the object itself is not going to be an acquisition of a kinyan for the ganav? Most definitely it is. So if he did it, the no greater Shina Maisa than slaughtering the animal and turning it into a piece of meat from a live animal, so then the first ganav was kainit. So then the second ganav would be considered Vigunav Mebesa Ish. So why is he only chayiv Karen and not careful? So Eli rather explains Rava, since you see that obviously that there's something wrong with the text of the Brayis itself, he says, Lo Oilam, I'll explain to you Kula Lefnei Yirsh. That truthfully, the whole Brayis is talking about before Yirsh. And that's why by the Reisha we understand, which that answers right away, the whole question from the first halacha of the Brayis was only difficult on Rav, once we were basing it on this middle case, which we were seemingly proving that it must be talking about after Yirsh, and that's the only reason why the Lekeich would have acquired it to make the second Ganav Chayim and Kefil. So we said that seemingly the first case should also be Tomah Lacha Yish, and then that's the difficulty. Then why, if he's kainit, is the second Ganav not Chayim Kefil? And that Rava says no. We're talking about before Yish. So that right away answers the ratio why the second guy is exempt from Kefil, because there's no Kinyan here. It's not going to be Beis Yish. Now, but then the question was, okay, so but still, what are we going to do then with the middle case? The middle case is then the difficulty, but there's no Yish. Now, how do we understand why the second Ganav is going to be Chayiv when he steals from Lekech, if no one ever acquired it, if it's still owned by the original owner? So that says, Rav, ve'epach sefer lemitziyasa. And they have to switch around the halacha that was mentioned in the third halacha to the one which was mentioned in the middle one. And mitziyasa sefer, the one that was mentioned in the middle one, to the last one. Ve'emahach, and you have to amend the braisa as follows. The middle case says, Ganav u'machar, if the guy stole and sold it, uvach b'ganavay, and then someone else came and stole it from that consumer, meaning the fourth guy stole from the third guy, talacha is, harisha misham tashum abar v'chamish. The first guy has to pay four or five times that amount, again, because it's before Yish, so even according to Rav, there's no kinyan, and therefore he's selling the guy's thing that he stole it from to be liable in dal behay. Vasheni eina misham ele karen. This is what we're switching from the seifa. The second guy is not chayiv kefil. That was actually a mistake. That's supposed to be from the Sefer. We're here in the middle cases that he's only going to be chayiv principle. The reason is very simply. The Shina Rishus B'layish Leikani. As we're explaining, as Rav is explaining it for Rav, we're talking about that it's before Yish. So change of domain without Yish is not a Kinyan. So Lekech is not Kainet. And therefore, the second Ganav is not stealing it. Mebeseish. So that's why he's not going to be chayiv Kefal. Now the Sefer, the third case, is Ganav etavach u'b'acha b'ganavai, if the Ganav who stole it slaughters it, and then another Ganav steals the piece of meat from him, harishim misham tashlum abavachamisha. So the first guy is Michayev dal v'heh, because there was no Yish yet. So then he slaughtered that guy who he stole from his piece of meat. Vashchenin, this is where it changes, misham tashlumi kefil. The second guy does pay kefil, which what we said was originally said as the mitziyasa is really the seifa, the kanyi b'shina ma'isa, because the first ganav acquired it with a change of action, and if it was his, so it was mebeisa ish, and that's why the second ganav is going to be chayiv kefil in the case of the seifa. That's how Rava amends the brisa, which anyway he says you have to amend it, which therefore resolves the question on Rav. Rav Papa amar la'olam lo teipach. He says, no, you don't have to do what Rava did to start switching around the middle case to the last case and start changing the halacha. You don't have to switch it around. Now, however, regarding Seifa, but there was the question regarding how do we understand the last case, where we're saying that the second Ganav only pays Keren, even though it's after the first Ganav's Tvicha, which there's no greater Shino Maisa, so seemingly the first Ganav, according to everybody, should have acquired it, so why is the second Ganav not Chayiv Kefil, only Keren? Explains Rav Papa, because Beishamahi, it's going like Beishamai. The Amri Shina b'mkayim Aymed. Beishamai's opinion is that Shinui is not a kinyan for the Ganav as if it's his. Everything stays as is. So that's why the first Ganav is not acquiring it, even with a great thing like a Shina Maisa, and that's why the second Ganav is only going to be Chayiv on the Karen and not on the Kefil. But the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case where Rav Papa just said it, that you're explaining the Braisa as we assumed it was up until now, not like Rava, who switched it around and explains the middle case, switching with the Seifa, and therefore he could explain that as Tomat Lefnei Yish, and that's how we understand for sure the Reisha, and therefore the middle case also, because it's switching with the Seifa. Rav Papa was not switching it around. He just explains away the question we have in the Seifa. So then you're back to the original question. It must be talking about then that it's Tomat after Yish, because if not, then we don't understand the middle case. How is it that the second Ganav is going to be Chayav on Kefil when he steals from the consumer, if there was no kinyan? Must be, Shin Rishus is not a kinyan itself, it's only together with Yish. So then, kasher reishim mitzias l'rav. So then you're back to the question, according to Rav Papa, then the first halacha and the second halacha are difficult to rav, because it must be the b'rayis tomat l'achayish. If it's l'achayish, then we have those two questions that we mentioned before. Some Rav Zvi explains, no, even according to Rav Papa, l'olam kulo lifnei yish. Truthfully, we could say that the b'rayis is talking about similar to how Rav had answered for Rav, that's tomat before yish. But still, you don't have to say like Rava that we have to switch around the middle case to the last case. Rather, you can leave the last case as it is. And that's not difficult because, as Rav Papa explained, it's going like Beishamai holds as Shinui. Even such a thing like Shinui Maisa of Tvicha is not going to be a Kenyan. And that's why the second Ganav is only Chayav on Karen and not on Kefil. But V'hach Maiskin, and here what are we talking about? How are we going to explain the middle case, which said that the second guy is going to pay Kefil? That's too much, for example, in the case Shenisyashu Habailim Biloikech. We mentioned this before, which Rashi had pointed out, this is what the Gemara is ultimately going to answer, which is Rav Zvid's answer, is that the owner ended up having Yish, but he was only being Yayish from giving up hope of getting his thing back after the Ganav sold it to the Lekech, when it was ready in the consumer's hands. But Veloinis Yayishu Beganav, he had never given up hope when it was still in the Ganav's domain. The Havalei Yish, which that ultimately was only going to be Yish in the Rishus of the Lekech. So therefore, the halacha is that the first guy pays dald vehe when he slaughters it or sells it. The reason being is because there was no yish by him that it should be considered a kinyan for him, that it should be shalahu tevech shalahu maicha. And however, the second guy who's stealing from the consumer, he's going to be chayav kefil because there is yish in shin rishus by at least by the lekech, so he does acquire it and therefore it is begunim beis ish. And so to regard the halacha, the reisha, that's why the second guy is going to be putter from kefil when he steals it from the ganav, is because by the ganav there were never yish. The only reason why we have to say seemingly was la'ach yish, because the middle case. Yes, by the middle case there is yish, but not by the ganav. And therefore the reisha, who's only talking about by ganav, there's no kefil for the second ganav, because there was no kinyan for the first ganav. And also by the second case, the reason why the first ganav is going to be chayav dal vehe is because there was never yish by him. So it's not his own thing that he's selling. But the second ganav will be chayav kefil to the lekech because the lekech was kainer. How? I thought there's no yish. No, there was no yish by the ganav. But the original owner was miyayish when it was already by the lekech, and therefore he had yish and shin rishus, and therefore he was kainer. And that's why the second ganav is going to be chayav kefil to the lekech. Now, moreover, the Gemara clarifies this, that how Rav Zvid is explaining the braisa and answering it according to Rav. It says, v'loy tema. And don't say this, that the Braisa explained that when do we have a liability for a second ganav of kefil? It was only said in the case of when he was stealing, which was the middle case, from the lekeach, and it didn't pick a case of liability for the second ganav when he steals from the first ganav, which, so therefore, seemingly, the halacha would sound like that it's talking about after yish, seemingly as we explained by the Lekeach, which we explained is talking about after Yish. It would seem like, which the Gemara is saying, don't say, Pshem debe'inan Yish v'shini rishos. Why, if you're saying, if you would hold like Rav, that Yish itself is kaina, then why the middle case, which is the one that's telling us that the Ganav is going to be chayiv, the second Ganav is going to be chayiv kevil, only by a case when the Ganav sold it to someone else, and then that second Ganav stole from that guy. Why say it in that way? Why don't you say it that the second Ganav stole from the first Ganav, la'ach yish? Then you could have a second Ganav being chayim kefil without a middle guy. It would seem like, says the Gemara, because yish itself is not a kinyan. You need yish and shin rishos. So since you had yish after it reached the lekeach and the shin rishos, that's why the second Ganav would be chayiv for stealing and it'd be chayiv kefil, but if he stole from the first guy, not, because yish itself wouldn't be. And that says the Gemara, no, don't say that. Even yish itself would be a kinyan for a ganav, like Rav said. And therefore, if the second ganav had stolen from the first ganav after the original owner was miyayish, he would pay kefil to him. Now, ela, but however, what's the reason then that the Tana explained this whole halacha of the second ganav being chayv kefil, not by a case of when he stole from the ganav, but rather by the ganav, he said that there was no yish? That's because the lemishkachas de meshamit tavayu, that's because you'll never find that both ganavim will be chayiv, which is to have both of them being liable of Ganav Rishon veGanav Sheni, the first Ganav and the second Ganav, meaning that the first Ganav should be Chayiv, the higher one of Dalad Vehei, and the second Ganav being Chayiv Kefil, El Bahachi, only in such a case. The reason being is because if you would explain it, which is really the halacha, that you would have Yish when the first Ganav still had it, and then the second guy, yeah, if he stole from him at that point, he would be Chayiv Kefil, but then you wouldn't be making the first guy liable for his selling Dalad Vehei. Now, because if he already had Yish, he was already kainit, and then Shalayhu Tevech, Shalayhu Meicher. So therefore, since the middle case has to be talking about that it was before Yish, because again, or else you wouldn't be able to have the second guy being Chayiv Kefil, because having the first guy being Chayiv Dalad Vehei, because he was already kainit. So that's why the Reisha also spoke about a case of before Yish, and that's why it said that when the Ganav steals from the Ganav, he's going to be exempt from Kefil. Because although really you could have the Reisha spoke about a case, you have a first Ganav, and he's Chayiv Kefil, the second Ganav was stolen from him, only has to pay Karen. Why? Say after Yish, you have a beautiful way of illustrating of that Yish is kind of like Rav says, which is going to mena Ganav could be Chayiv and Kefil if the first guy was Miyayish, if the original owner was Miyayish, because then Rav holds that he's kind of. So that's what the Gemara originally assumed. No, we didn't say that because it's not true. Yish and Sub would not work. That's why the Mitzias had to be talking about a case of when he first sold it to someone else, which have Yish and Shin Rishus. And the Gemara says, no. It would even be even without Shin Rishus, that he would be kind of the Ganeva and then the second Ganav would be Chayv Kefil. But we wanted to tell you of the liability of both Ganavim for the highest that they could have at that point, meaning the first Ganav being Chayv Dal Vehei and the second Ganav being Chayv Kefil, that would be only possible if it was first sold so that we could have the Yish somewhere else and then have the Shin Rishus. Meaning for the guy for the lekech to be acquiring, for the second ganav to be chayiv kefil, because if he would be chayiv kefil by the first ganav, then the first ganav wouldn't be chayiv dal vehei, because it would only be with yish that he would acquire it to have the second guy being ganav v'gunav beisa ish. But then if it's already his before he sold it or before it was whatever he did with it, then it wouldn't be chayiv dal vehei, and that's why we kept the ratio in that same format of not having yish before the second Ganav stole it, and that's why it's said in such a case, but it doesn't contradict the halacha of Rav. Could be, would even be Chayiv Kefil if he stole it from the original Ganav, if it was after Yish. Nothing more continues on this halacha of Dal Vehei, of being liable for four or five times the amount when a man steals a sheep or an ox, and then he sells it or he slaughters it. So Hitma, we learned, HaMoichir Lefnei Yish. If someone sells what he stole before the original owner gave up hope, so we have Machloikis. Rav Nachman HaMachayiv, Rav Sheshet HaMapater, Rav Nachman says that the Ganav is going to be liable for Dal Vehei, and Rav Sheshet says he's going to be exempt. So Gemara explains. Rav Nachman HaMachayiv says that he's going to be liable because Mechari Am Rachman, the Torah says, if you steal and you sell, you're going to be Chayiv Dal Vehei. Now, V'hazavin, and this guy sold it, Loshna Lefnei Yish, Loshna Lach Yish, doesn't make a difference before the original gave up hope, after he gave up hope, it doesn't make a difference. What is Yish significant for? And therefore, he's going to be Chayiv for selling it. Now, Rav Sheshet HaMapat, he says, no, the Ganav is going to be exempt if it's tomat that it's lefnei yish. Why? Chiyuvei la'achar yishu, because the liability is only after the original only gave up hope. Why? De'ahanu ma'isav, because we need to have that the ganav has accomplished something with his sale. In other words, that the lekech has acquired it. Av lefnei yish, lo'ahanu ma'isav, but if it's before yish, where if the original only didn't give up hope, even though he had a shin rishus changing it to the domain of lekech, he hasn't accomplished anything. There's no sale. He can't sell it if the original owner didn't give up hope yet. So in such a case, le'mechayev, therefore he's not going to be liable for the mechira. The reason being is because dum yudu tvicha bi'ina dahanu ma'isav, because the pasuk equates tvicha mechira in the Torah. And therefore it has to be just like slaughtering, where when you slaughter, you accomplish, you did something, a concrete thing. So to the sale has to be something that you accomplished, a concrete thing. That's only if the original owner was miyayish. So, but if he sold it before yish, he's not going to be chayev. So Rashi points out, that so far we have a three machlekes amiram in this halacha of yish, how it plays out in the halacha of tzvicha mechira. Rav holds that yish is kind of as we've been mentioning from the previous daf. So therefore, actually the liability is of the ganav selling it or slaughtering it is only before yish. Because if it's after yish, then actually shalayhu tevech, shalayhu meicher, is actually selling or slaughtering his own thing and he wouldn't be liable. Now Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshet hold that no, yish itself is not a kinyan. And therefore, after Yish, you would still be chayev for the Tvicha Mechira. Now, but the machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes is, Rav Nachman holds that you don't need to have what's called a Hanu Ma'isav to have it accomplishing anything. And therefore, even before just Yish, you would be liable, because although there's no kinyan for the Lekech, it doesn't make a difference, you don't need a Hanu Ma'isav. Whereas Rav Sheshesh holds that you need to have at least a full-fledged sale. That would only be that you're accomplishing if the original owner was Meyayish. Therefore, it's only La'achayish, seemingly the opposite of Rav, to be chayiv in the liability of Dalad Vehe. Now, Amar Rav Sheshesh says, Menah Minila, says, where do I know this? That it has to be a Hanu Maisav. It cannot be before years. You have to have been accomplishing something with the sale to be liable on the Mechir Dalad Vehe. So at the time, like, learn the Braisa. Amar Rabbi Kiva says, Memneima Amar Torah, why is it that the Torah says, Tavachu Machar Masham Dalad Vehe, that if you slaughter or sell what you stole, you have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount? Says Rabbi Kiva, Mneishin Nishtarish Bechet. Because the person made roots, he became rooted in his sin, meaning, because not only did he steal, now he even concretely stole it. How did he concretely? Because now he changed the domain by selling it to someone else. That is something that was the reason why you chayev dal v'hei for that. Which is similar to tzvicha, which again, you accomplished something. You did a concrete action, which there's no going back. So the Gemara says, emas. So says Rav Sheshesh, when is this talking about? Ilem alifnei yish, if it's talking about that he sold it before the original owner gave up hope, is there any rooted? What do you mean? You didn't do anything because the guy didn't give up hope. There was no sale. Rather, says Rav Sheshesh, must be, and this is what Rav Kiva is saying, after years, you went ahead and you sold it. Now you did a concrete thing, a Hanu Maisav. That's why you're going to be chayav 4 or 5 times at that time. That's only when you have nishtarish. So seemingly you see, not like Rav Nachman, that it's actually only lach years, but before years, you wouldn't be chayav. So that the Gemara says, no, Amar Rava says, it means neshashana bechet. This nishtarish bechet doesn't mean because you accomplished something, so you became rooted. It means you became rooted in sin because you repeated your sin. Not only did you steal it, you went ahead now and slaughtered it or sold it. You did a next phase in the sin. You became repetitive in that. That means you became rooted in sin. Doesn't mean you accomplished anything. No, it's even before yish. But it's because of that that the term makes you liable for dalad vehe. But Gemara continues trying to bring a proof. Tashema, from the following braisa, like Rav Sheshesh, not like Rav Nachman. The Braisa says, it says in the Torah, Utavacha oy macharia, that if you slaughter or sell, that you're going to be chayav for 4 or 5 times the amount. Says the Braisa, we compare the two. Matavicha shein lechazer is just like slaughtering. There's no going back. Af mechir shein lechazer, so too the sale that you're going to be liable for is only if there's no going back. Says the Gemara, Emas, when's that talking about? Ilem lefnei yish, if it's sold before the original owner gave up hope, amei in lechazeres. Why would that be qualified as no going back? You didn't accomplish anything. Elalacha Yish, rather, must be talking about after the original owner gave up hope, then he sold it. Peshmamina, says the Gemara, so you infer from this, Chiyuv Elalacha Yish, that the liability of Dalad Vehe, of sale, is only after the original owner gave up hope, so that there's no going back. So you see, like Rav Sheshesh and like Rav Nachman, who said it's even before Yish. That Tegema Rav Nachman, the Rav Nachman interpreted, and this is what we referred to this earlier in the Amid, that Rav Nachman interprets the halacha that the Bryce is alluding to is Prat l'shahikna lo l'shleishim yom. Now it's coming to exclude if he only went and he sold it to him for 30 days, that's in the chazeres. But it doesn't mean to say that you accomplished something with the sale. No, it could even be before years, like Rav Nachman says, and that would make the person liable for dal dehei. When it says it has to be in the chazeres, it means to say, but at least you did at least your attempt was for something that's in the chazeres. In contrast, if you were only doing it for 30 days, it's not even the mechir at all, that wouldn't be included in the liability of dal dehei. Now, the Gemara says, Va'afer Belaza Saver, now so too, Belaza holds like Rav Sheshesh, that Chiyuv Elacha Yishu, that the liability is after Yish, not before Yish, like Rav Nachman. Because the Amar Belaza said, as a continued Tamid Beis, he said, Teda, you should know, Shistam Geneva, that in general, whenever there's a thief which comes stealthily and sneakily and steals it, that right away we could assume that Yish Bailam Hope, that the owners gave up hope of it, and therefore, hence, if the ganav goes right away and sells it, so to someone else, that guy has acquired it. Because you have two elements. You have automatically, by a ganav, that there's yish from the owner, and then you have the shin rishus, the change of the domain to lekech, so therefore he has acquired it. Says Rabbi Elazar, where do I know this from? Shari amr tayr, because the Torah says that when a ganav goes, and tavach umacher, he goes, slaughters it and sells it. Misham tashlum abavachamish, he has to pay 4 or 5 times the amount. Now, the question is, such a blaza, v'dimaloy yayish. Maybe the original owner didn't give up hope of it, and therefore it's not a sale at all. So how can you make him liable for, quote, a sale? There is no sale. He didn't sell it. It wasn't his to sell because the original owner maybe didn't give up hope. Elalav, rather, says Rabbi Elazar, you could infer from this halacha that mishum darmin is stam geneva yish bailami. Because no, generally we assume that immediately, where a ganav, not a gazel, not a guy who comes straight out, a ganav that comes sneakily, comes and takes it away, the guy gives up hope because I have no clue who stole it, I'm never going to be able to get it back, and he immediately gives up hope. And that's why, when he sells it to someone else, that's why that guy, it's a sale that's happening because it's yish and shin rishus. Now, so says the Gemara, what we see that from the fact that Blazer learns this logic, obviously he holds like Rav Sheshes. In other words, because if what the halacha would be according to Blazer, if we hear that the master was not Miyayish, then it sounds like that he would be exempt from the sale, from the penalty of Dal Vehe. That's because that's like Rav Sheshes who holds to be Chayiv on Mechira, it's only when you have Yish. So then it's a sale. That's like Rav Sheshes, not like Rav Nachman, who said that, no, it doesn't have to be, quote, a full-fledged sale. Even the attempt at a sale would make you liable. Obviously, Rav Blazer holds like Rav Sheshes. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, and this is a question on Rav Blazer, who learned from this halacha, that his proof that Stam Geneva has Yish Bailam, on that asks the Gemara, but Vidilma, maybe the liability that the Torah said that you're going to be Chayav Dal Behei when you do a Mechira, is afal gaf de lo yayish. Maybe it's even when there is no yish. How do you know? How do you know? Maybe it's like Rav Nachman, who said that it's only when there is an accomplished mechira. Maybe it's even when you just attempted a mechira, and therefore we are proving that stam gneiva yish ba'alma. Maybe there's no yish, but that the liability of the dal vehe is even without a full fledged mechira. So Ami, they said lo yisakadaitach. You can't entertain that. Because the Torah compares when it says "utvacha imachira," it compares sale to slaughtering, which tells us matvicha da hanamaisa. Just like by slaughtering, it's that the guy accomplishes something with his slaughtering; it's a concrete thing. Af machira da hanamaisa. So to the sales where a guy accomplishes something, and ve'ilaf neyish mayhana. And if it's before yish, what do you accomplish? Obviously, we're talking about that there was a yish because only then would you have a full-fledged sale, and that's where obviously it's assuming that there's a yish. And that's why Rebbe Loza is able to say that Stam Gneva Yish Ba'alim Hu. Now that the Gemara asks, but V'dimah D'Shamina D'Yayish, how do you know? Maybe the Torah, the Pasuk, is speaking about a case where we heard that he was Miyayish. And then he goes and he sells it, then he's going to be Chayiv, because that's a full-fledged Mechira, which is accomplishing something, and then you're going to be Chayiv for the Mechira. But maybe Stam Gneva, you shouldn't be able to learn out that it's Yish Ba'alim. Who said? Maybe it's not by Stam Gneva, maybe it's only when we heard explicitly that it was Miyayish. So Amri, they said on that, he can't entertain that either. Because Dumya de Tvicha. It's just like comparing again to the case of where he slaughters it. Which Matvich la Alta, just like by slaughtering, it's immediate, meaning to say that the liability is right away because you accomplish something by the slaughtering right after you steal it. Av Mechir la Alta, so too must be the halacha is the same by selling, that it could be even right after you steal it. And that would only be if we could assume that Stam Geneva Yish Ba'alim Hu. But if it's not, we would have to hear until we find out for sure that the guy was Miyayish. That wouldn't be exactly like the case of Tvicha, and the Torah seemingly is Makish them, and that's why we could assume that Stam Geneva is Yish Ba'alim Hu. And again, that proves that Rebbe Lazar holds like Rav Sheshes. However, only Rebbe Yechanan said to Rebbe Lazar, who is espousing this view of Rav Sheshes, and he says, wait a second, Geneva benefesh teichiach. The halacha of Geneva nefesh amachari, when someone kidnaps somebody, he steals a person's soul, and he sells him, that halacha could disprove your logic of requiring yish. Because she'ein yish ba'ilim, there's no yish of the original owner in that case, because nobody gives up hope on his own self. He's not miyayish on himself. And yet, v'chayiv, still the Torah makes the person who kidnaps him liable, even though what's called, quote, lo yahanu ma'isav, he hasn't accomplished anything by kidnapping him, because the ownership of the person on his own self is still extant. And yet still you see, says Rabbi Yechanan, that there is going to be a liability. Obviously, says the Gemara, Mechlal de Sav Rabbi Yechanan lefnei Yish Chayiv. Obviously, he holds, not like Rabbi Lazar, that the liability would be, even before Yish, like Rav Nachman, you don't have to have Yish, because from the halach of kidnapping, you see that the liability is even without Yish, even without a Hanam Aisav. So on that, he definitely disputes Rabbi Lazar and Rav Sheshes. Lach Yish, my, however, what's the halach with after Yish? In other words, does he hold that Yish itself is a kinyan like Rav had said, and therefore, shalayhu tavech, shalayhu meicher. When it comes to selling it or slaughtering it after the yish, then he would be exempt from dalat behe because he's selling or slaughtering his own thing. Or maybe he holds it, no, not like Rav. The yish itself is not a kinyan, and therefore, for sure, Rabbi Yechon would hold that not only where he just proved, not like Rabbi Lazar, that if he sells it or slaughters it before yish, that it's going to be chayav dalat behe, that because you don't have to have a Hanamaisa, for sure he would hold that if it's after Yish, for sure he's going to be Chayav Dal Vehei, because that's for sure a Hanamaisa. There, since there's no Yish Kainis, so he's not acquiring it, but yet it's going to accomplish when he sells it to that person who will acquire it because of the Shin Rishus and the Yish, then for sure he's going to be Chayav for the Dal Vehei. What's the Halacha? What would he hold La'ach Yish? So the Gemara says, that's a Machlekes, Rabbi Yechon Amar Chayav. Rabbi Yechon says that the Ganav would be Chayav Dal Vehei Acher Yish, meaning not like Rav, because he's not Kainet, because if he was, he wouldn't be Chayav, would be Shaloi Hutevech Shalohim Meicher. Whereas Rav Shlakish Amapat, Rav Shlakish says he's going to be exempt. So the Gemara explains. Rabbi Yechon Amar Chayav says that he's going to be liable, because Chiyuv, Bein Levnei Yish, Bein Acher Yish, the liability is both before Yish and Acher Yish, which both of those halachas have a chiddush. It's before Yish that there's going to be a liability, meaning not like Rav Sheshet and Rav Elazar, because you don't have to have a Hanamaisav, because a Hanamaisav only if the original owner gave up hope, only then is it really accomplishing a real sale. So that he holds not, doesn't have to be Hanamaisav even before Yish. And it's also La'ach Yish because that he disputes Rav, because after Yish, and then he sells it, he didn't acquire it with Yish greater, not like Rav. And if he didn't acquire it, so therefore it's not Shalaihu Meicher, and therefore he's going to be liable to Alvehe for the sale. Whereas Rav Shlakish on the Patri says, no, you're going to be exempt in this case, because Chiyuv Lifnei Yishu, he actually holds a liability, the exact opposite of Rav Sheshes. Actually, the liability is only before Yish, Avala Acha Yish Kana. But actually, after Yish, he already acquired it, like Rav, and there Vishalay Tebech, Vishalayu Meicha. He's selling or slaughtering his own thing. So therefore, he holds liabilities only, like the way Rav Nachman had said, only before Yish. Now, on this machleik is Esav Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon asked Rish Lakish from the Mishnah later on of Ein Dal and Mabez. The Mishnah says the following case. Ganav v'hikdash. If someone steals something, and then the thing that he stole, he was makdashit Tashem, v'ach kech tavach, and after he was makdashit, he goes and slaughters that sheep or that ox. So, halacha is, misham tashlumi kefal. So, he has to pay double to the original owners for the theft. But, v'ein misham tashlumi abav v'chamish, but he did not pay the 4 or 5 time penalty for having slaughtered this animal. The reason being, because when did he slaughter it? After he had already made it into hektish. Now the Torah tells us by the halacha of kefil, it says, Yishalm shnaim lire'ehu. He has to pay double to his re'ehu, to his friend. Which the Torah tells us that's only re'ehu and not to hektish. Now, once the Torah exempted the halacha of kefil from hektish, so then you can't be liable either tvicha mechira from hektish. Because the Torah tells us you pay 4 or 5 times the amount, and not 3 or 4 times the amount. Because when you take away kefil is that there's this principle, then there's double. And then, not only that, but if you go and you slaughter or you sell, it's not just going to be double, it's going to be 4 or 5 times the amount. But if you take sans kefil, if you take away kefil, it'll be only 3 or 4 times the amount. That the Torah never made a liability. That 4 or 5 is built on the halach of kefil. And since there's no kefil by hektish, neither is it going to be dal v'hei by hektish. And since here it's already hektish, so you can't be chayav dal v'hei. That's the halacha of the Mishnah. And that says Rabbi Yechon and Amas. So when's this talking about? And that is, ilei melifnei yish, if it's told that he was makdish before the original owner gave up hope, mikadish, did it even become hektish? But the Torah tells us, ish ki yaktish is basically kodesh amrachman. The Torah says, a man, when he will sanctify his house as holy, that's the halacha of hektish, which teaches us, Ma beisoy shaloi, it has to be just like his house is his. Af kol shaloi, also whatever is his, that's something he can be makdish. Which is not the case over here because it's not his. It's still the original owner's because he didn't give up hope. So he can't be makdish it. So elipshit, alach yish, rather must be talking about where the original owner gave up hope and then he went and he was makdish it and then he slaughtered it. And since he's not chayiv on kefil for hektish, not chayiv dal dehe for hektish. Now, but the time of the hektish, who the ain't mishalm tashlum abba vachamisha, so it sounds like from this Mishnah. That only because he was makdish it, that's why he's not going to be chayav dal v'hei. As we said, it's only for re'ehu and not for hektish. Techi kotavach, the hektish kotavach, because when he slaughtered it, he was slaughtering something of hektish. Avoloi hektish, but it sounds like if he was not makdish it, tavach, if he slaughtered it, misham tashlum and bavach amisha, he would be chayav dal v'hei. Now asks Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, v'isagetai techi yish kainin. Now if you entertain, like you say, like Rav, that you hold that there's not going to be any dalad vehei after yish, because then shalayu tebech shalayim meicha, because you hold yish itself as a kinyan for the ganav, then amai mishalim, why if there was no hektish, and he did tvich mechira, you said he would have to pay, it's only because it was hektish that he didn't, shalayu tebech shalayim meicha, he's slaughtering or selling his own thing. We proved it must be Tumat Acha Yish. Because before Yish, you couldn't even have the case of Hekdesh. So good, it must be that it's Yish and then it was Makdesh. So it's only because of Makdesh that he's exempt. But without Makdesh, you're saying you'd be Chayiv. But why? There's already Yish and you hold Yish is Kaina. So Shalayu Tabet, Shalayu Meicher. So Malay, so Shlakish responded to Rabbi Yechon, and Sahach Meiskinon. The case that we're talking about over here is Kagoyin Sheik Deshuhu Bailim Biyad Ganav. The case that we're discussing is that the owner was makdish it when the ganav had it. So therefore, it's talking about before years. Yes, it's the whole reason why we thought it has to be talking about years is because then how was he makdish it? So he can only makdish it if it's his, like Beisai. So it must be that it was years. Oh, it was years, then you have the problem. Why is it only exempt if it's hektish? Even when not hektish, it should be exempt from Nalvahe. Then we're saying, no, it's talking about before years. Before years, how is he makdashit? He wasn't makdashit, the original owner who never gave up hope. It's still his. He was makdashit, and that's why he was miyayish. He was makdashit, and that's how he became hektish. And that's why he's exempt from dal v'hei. But if there was no hektish, then yes, he'd be chav dal v'hei, because it's still the original guys. Now, on this answer, the Gemara asks, umi kaddish? Is that really a viable option? If the owner was makdashit in the hand of the ganav, would that make it hektish? But V'amr B'yechim B'yechim, it says, Gezel V'loi Nisya'i Shuha Bailim. If someone robs something, and the original owner didn't give up hope yet, Shnein Ein Yechon L'Hakdash. Both of them can't be makdashit. Why? Zel Lefi She'en Yishaloi. The Gazlan can't because it's not his, because the original owner didn't give up hope yet. V'zel Lefi She'en Yishaloi. And the original owner neither can he be makdashit because it's not in his domain. Someone else stole from him. So how can you say that the Bailim can be makdashit B'yad HaGanav? So Amadei said, no problem. Who, Rish Lakish, who answers it that the original owner was Makdashit? Dama Kitznuin. He says like the discreet ones, meaning like a different opinion, not like the Rabbi Yechanan said it. Did not like we learn the Mishnah Masechtas Maaser Sheni, which Gemara later on brings in the Samach Tesem and Aleph, regarding the halachas of Kerem Revai. That is the first 3 years of a fruit tree, the fruits are forbidden, they're called Arla. In the fourth year, they're the Kerem, the vineyard, in its fourth year, you have to bring up the fruits to Yerushalayim. Now, the halacha mentioned that Mishnah tells us that Hatznuin, the discreet ones, meaning people that were chassidim, pious people, they wanted to make sure that no one else sins. So when they had a kerem revai, a vineyard in its fourth year, and they were concerned that maybe passerby are going to eat from it without redeeming it, because you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim or else you have to redeem it. And if they're going to eat from it without redeeming it, so to prevent them from sinning, these discreet ones would be manichin esa mois v'oimim. They would leave money on the side and they would say as follows. Kol ha-nilkat mizeh. Whatever will be gathered from this vineyard today by passerby who will coming by today and will take fruits from it, yehi mechulul ala mois ha-elu, should be deconsecrated on these monies so that to prevent that what they ate was already redeemed. Now, obviously we see from the Tznuin that even though by the time these people eat, it's only then that he's saying, okay, let it be deconsecrated on this monies, it's already not in his rishus because these people already took it. Still, you see, it's considered redeemed and that the monies will have the transfer of the sanctity from those fruits. So you see from the Tznuin that even though it's not rishusai, he could go ahead and change the status and be paided. So too, they would hold that you could be makdashit when it's not rishusai. And that's the answer that Rish Lakish was giving, that the original owner was makdashit and not the ganav who had it. Now, however, the Gemara asks, if it's like Rish Lakish gave this answer, that it's the original owner that's being makdashit, so then the question is, then we have a different question. Why then does the ganav pay kefil even? Because v'arei chazra keren labailam, what do you mean? The principal already went back to the original owner. Why? Because when the original owner was makdashit, when he's makdashit, we explain according to Rish Lakish like the Tznuin did, wherever it is, he's makdashit. And therefore, he took possession of it by being makdashit. So the question is, the halacha of kefil is a liability for the ganav only when he's found with the theft with witnesses at that moment. As the pasuk says, imimotze timotze biyad haganeva, only if he's found with edim, then timotze b'diyon, then he has to pay kefil. But here, by the time the witnesses come, the original owner is already makdashit. His being makdashit took back possession of it. Because although it's wherever it is, it's in the hand of the ganav, but that is already taking back of it, and as we see, that he could be makdashit. So he already took back the principle. How could the first ganav be chayav kefil then? So I think our answer is kisha amad bedin. The case we'd be talking about, where witnesses already came before the owner was makdashit. So therefore, the liability of kefil was already enforced by the court case already. So he already was chayav in kefil. Now, when he's makdashed, that would only be make him be liable for dal vehei if there was no hektish, if it would be tavach u'machar. It's only because it was hektish that then he's not going to be chayv dal vehei because it's only for re'eyu, not for hektish. Now, the Gemara asks, heichadam, what's this case told about? Ida amri tzeitein lo, if court told him, you're saying that it was already a hamad b'dim, it was already a court case, because they already have to have the witnesses already came to make him liable and kafel. Because if the owner was makdashed before the witnesses came, then he already took back the principal, then he wouldn't be chayv kafel. So what did the court tell him? If they told him, go out and give him the kafel, because you have two witnesses that already incriminated you, then ma'iri hikdash. Then how do we understand this halacha? Why is it saying that it's only going to be exempt from dal vehei because the owner, the original owner went and it was makdashid? Even if the original owner was not makdashid, the ganav should not be chayv dal vehei, even if it goes along right now and slaughters it or sells it. Because the Amar Rabba says, say ten loy, if the court tells the ganav, go out and give him the money, and then tavach halacha, then he slaughters it or sells it, potter's exam. My time, what's the reason? Because kibin de paskul le milse. Since the court already paskin, they already set the law that he has to be careful. But tavach halacha, and then he slaughters or sells it, havelei gazlin. He's not a thief anymore, he's a robber. The whole halach of dal behei of kafel is only by a ganav, a guy who discreetly goes, secretly goes and steals. But it doesn't apply to gazlin who comes straight up and grabs it away from somebody. The halach was never said. Now a guy who bezdin says, give him the thing and pay the kafel, and instead of doing that he goes and slaughters it, that's not a ganav. He's a gazlin. It's like ripping it away from the guy. So therefore there's never dal behei in such a case. So then how do we understand this halacha if the court went and told him to say betenloi? Now, the other half of Rava's halacha, which is actually going to be the Gemara's answer, as we continue on top of Samach Tesam and Aleph, however, if the court didn't tell him, say tenloi, go out and give it to him, rather, they said something more tentative. Chayivata litenloi, you know, you're obligated to give to him. They didn't tell him a directive, go out and give it to him. They said, you're liable to give it to him. Then if tavach hamacha, then if he slaughters and sells it, misham tashlam abavachamisha, then he will be liable for dal dehei. My time, what's the reason? Kivin v'lei paskul lemilsa, since the bezin didn't give a psak, didn't give the final directive, sakat the ganav, who he still considered that ganav, who wasn't concluded the court case yet, and therefore if he would slaughter it or sell it, it would be liable for dal dehei. But one thing we don't understand, if they told him to go out and say betenloi, then why is it dal dehei if there was no hektish? Why is he only exempt if the owner was makdashit? So the Gemara answers, you're right, Leitzricha must be talking about a case, the Amri Leichayev Atzer Leitmai, where the court only told him, you know, you're liable to go out and give it to them, and therefore the halacha had to be said that it's only when the original owner was makdashid, that's when we're going to say that the ganam is going to be putter from Dal Vehei, because it's only Le'Re'eyu and not to Hekdash. But again, if he wasn't makdashid, even though he was already Chayev and Kefil, because the witnesses came, and there was a court case, but he would still be chayv dal vehei because it wasn't a finished court case, a directive to say b'tein loy, and therefore he would still be considered a ganav, and that's why if it was tavach hamach, he'd be chayv dal vehei. And therefore the Gemara maintains Rish Lakish's answer that it's not difficult from him, the question that Rabbi Yechon asked to him, where he holds like Rav, that Yish is kaina, where similarly he wanted to prove that from the case that it's told about that there's a hektish, must be that there was a yish, and still he's going to be chayiv dal vehei. And that the Gemara says, no, that was Rosh Lakish's answer, that it wasn't him that was makdashid, it was the original owner that was makdashid. Again, as we proved, that he holds like the tznuin, that someone, the original owner, could be makdashid, or be paid to something, even if it's not in his b'shusay at that time.